Welcome back to Fumbling Dice. This is the second half of our first ever campaign, The Wild Sheep Chase. If you don't remember where we left off, we had our ragtag group of misfit characters, the Professor, Little Orphan Annie, Biff, and C-3PO. They were hanging out in a bar and were attacked by an ogre-ish thing while a sheep came in to ask for help. They defeat that creature. And they go out to follow the sheep to his former home. They're just getting settled in for the night. And that's where we left off. So here we go. The second and final part of the Wild Sheep Chase.
You can all take turns watching. If you want, you can decide amongst yourselves who will take first watch, second watch,
first.
Third watch. First watch is Annie. All right.
I'll go second.
Okay. So... Annie, Professor, and then who else is gonna?
I guess I'll go third.
Biff, all right, and then 3PO, that leaves you for...
Bringing up the rear, as always.
Delightful.
The way you like it.
All right.
Still asexual.
Annie, go ahead and roll me a d20.
Twelve.
All right, nothing happens during your watch. Everything is fine.
Aw, shucks.
And you go and you wake up the professor. Professor, I'd like you to roll a d20.
Three.
Wow, the bar was low and you just played the weirdest game of Limbo. So during your watch, you're approached by a wild wolf. None of the wolves you saw earlier. But it growls at you, and lunges to try and bite you. It's gonna go ahead and...
Oh, God.
That's not even gonna hit I tried it. That's a three.
I'm learning to test the lupines.
That you are. It tries to lunge at you and does poorly. It looks feeble. It's not a very strong wolf. It is unable to, bite you. Do you wanna try and attack it?
Dagger.
Dagger, alright. Getting stabby with it. Go ahead and roll me that d20.
Dagger.
11.
That'll do it. You hit the wolf with the dagger and go ahead and roll me a d4. It's a little pyramid one.
Right. I don't have it.
Oh. I got it.
Three.
All right, you stab the wolf, it yelps, and saunters off into the night.
Goodbye.
You didn't kill it, but you did injure it, and now it's sad. You made the wolf sad.
Did it vomit?
No, it didn't.
Is there coconuts in its sadness?
What?
You detect a flavor of almond joy coming off of its sadness, but the aura is more of a Snickers, you know? So, the faintest bit of coconut. All right, so Professor, your watch is eventful to some extent, but honestly not that interesting. You go and you wake up Biff at your own risk.
You shouldn't have let Biff watch the camp. He's gonna die.
I'm gonna have to jury rig a sled out of coconuts to drag Biff's body out of here.
Biff, you want to go ahead and roll me a d20?
Not really.
Three.
Three's a popular number in this campground.
Biff, your slight respite that you've taken during the evening has given you back 5 of your hit points, so that's something.
That puts you
and
at
you'll
eight.
Regain the rest at after your watch. However, you do see a wolf, a different wolf. There's a lot of wolves out here coming up to approach you during your watch. It lunges at you. And what is your armor class?
14.
14. Okay. Yeah, you're fine. It tries to lunge at you to no avail.
About time.
What would you like to do about this wolf?
I would like to take my shovel.
You brought a shovel?
I have a shovel and an iron pot.
Ooh.
I'm gonna take the shovel and bash its brains in.
Wow. Want to go ahead and roll me that d20, Biff? See if you can see in the dark?
13. Oh, no, I'm sorry. 19.
Woo! Yeah, not only can you see, but you just sort of cleave this wolf into, I wouldn't even say cleave, because that implies that it's clean. No, there's wolf guts everywhere.
Oh, dear.
Are there coconuts in the wolf guts?
Coconuts! You find a single shard of undigested coconut shell.
I woke up because I heard the ruckus. Do I smell coconuts?
You smell viscera. But yes,
yes, but coconut tainted viscera?
Yes, the viscera is coconut tainted. So
Eureka!
Yes, you take a small portion of the coconut tainted viscera and put it away for later.
You may want to clean it first.
No. That's not the scientific method.
It'll lose its power if you clean it. So you just need to be carrying around these disgusting wolf guts with you. Maybe write that on your character sheet if you're worried about it. But honestly, disgusting wolf guts. All right. And then finally,
let that be a lesson to you.
Threepio, you come to after hearing all the ruckus that Biff has caused.
Oh my.
And it is now your turn to take over the watch, partially because Biff has just beaten a wolf to death with a shovel, and partially because it's about time for you to be on watch anyway.
Do I have to stand in the guts?
I mean, you don't have to.
I choose not to then.
Smells worse, the guts or the vomit?
Well, the vomit's far away from you now, which is nice, but honestly, they both smell pretty fucking terrible.
I have no nose.
Fantastic. Well, go ahead and roll me that d20. Tell me if you see anything.
17.
No, you do not. It is Thank a goodness. Peaceful watch, and you just sort of stare at the wolf viscera for some time before the sun comes up.
It's very existential for me.
Everybody should be restored to their maximum hit points, as well as you have all your spell slots back. So if anybody used any spells that were spell slots and not cantrips, you can go ahead and rejuvenate how many of those you have.
How many points did I have originally?
See, this is why I put minus and minus.
Oh, I had eight.
Eight. Yeah, I would write in that line that says hit point maximum, maybe write how many is your normal amount.
Of course. I have now. That seems wrong, but okay. I'll pretend that's right.
You only have eight?
Seems wrong, doesn't it?
I have 11.
I have seven.
We've already discovered how strong you are.
Yeah, you're a scary little kid.
And if you'll all give me just a second, I just need to read over something.
This is the time when you can all pee in the woods. Well, I do not pee. My fluids stay within me.
I'm going to play with my pet mouse and try to train it.
You should really pee before we move on.
I'm going to take my shovel and smash your stupid mouse.
No, it's my mouse.
She'll elder blast you.
Fair enough.
Or Eldridge.
One.
She'll Pepperidge Farm blast you.
You will fold like a cheap suit.
You mean like the one I wore at prom?
Yes, exactly.
Or the enchantment under the sea dance?
Marvin Berry.
That bug Calvin Klein?
Calvin Klein, the fashion icon?
Who? Oh, that guy in the leather jacket and the hat.
Clint Eastwood?
Marlon Brando?
Forget it.
Vinnie Barbarino?
What?
I'm not following any of this.
All right. So as you all wake up in the morning, you are fully refreshed and rejuvenated, having slept in this hut made of coconut grenadine. God knows how that got made.
I knew tomorrow would be a better day.
It just started.
Oh, here she goes again.
The sun, however, does not come up. It is a very cloudy day, and also you're in the woods, so you can't really tell. This is fantasy woods. You can't see the sky.
And to be fair, the day has not really progressed yet, so we don't know whether it's a good or a bad day.
It's always a good day tomorrow.
Yet we will never reach tomorrow, because tomorrow will never be today.
You just blew my mind just a little bit.
I'm a sheep with no concept of time. Can we get back to the mission at hand? I would really like to be a human again.
Sure.
Sure.
All right.
Get out of the shovel.
Please don't. The scent of wolf guts already made me sick twice in my sleep, but I vomited far from the campsite because you all seem to really dislike vomit.
Was there any coconut in your vomit?
What do you think? My house is but a hour's walk away from here. If you'll all accompany me, we could easily make it in the next hour and then recover the wand.
Let's do it.
So you guys head out towards the woods. You guys are headed down a path towards what you assume is our good friend Shinebright's home.
Or it's a trap.
What was formerly his home.
We assume.
As you start to kind of move through the bushes, you come across a large structure. It is. It looks like a house. It also looks a bit like a tower. It has clearly been built onto over the years, but as of late, it seems to have fallen into some disrepair. Shinebright indicates that this is what his house used to be. It does, however, show signs of still being occupied by something or someone. And you manage to arrive without much incident. The house is round and has a kind of an offshoot off to the side, which seems to be a bit of a courtyard type place. There appears to be just one entrance, just a door at the front. And then there seem to be windows staggered up it in kind of a spiral. What do y'all do?
Can Biff throw the child up into the window?
I run.
Oh, I definitely can.
Immediately canvas for coconuts.
I run headfirst into everything.
Headfirst into
the wall?
Everything.
Whatever I need to do. Is there a door? I'm going to run to the door.
I say we let him throw you through the window.
Throw me through the window, Biff.
I'm more than fine with it.
All right.
Use the shovel, Biff.
I don't need the shovel. You're an improvised thrown weapon. I got 30-foot range.
Can we count children as improvised weapons? I feel like that's a war crime. Okay.
Okay, if I put the kid in the iron pot and throw the iron pot, is that okay?
It's still a war crime, but yeah, that's fine.
That does provide some measure of protection.
You're right. Let me reread my Geneva Conventions. Oh, yep, it says right here, child soldiers are okay as long as you put them in a pot first.
Right.
Okay, so... I assume, what window are you guys going for? There's kind of like one where it looks like it's sort of like in the foyer of the house, like just sort of above the door. And then there's like a couple that are a little further up.
The highest one.
All right. This is a 3-story house. So,
what's wrong with you?
So, to clarify, Biff Tannen
that you are.
Is putting Little Orphan Annie inside of a pot and throwing her 3 stories up in hopes of breaking a window.
I mean, I don't know what the hope is. I just know that what
it's a scouting mission.
I just know this is what we're doing.
Shirley Temple didn't die for this.
I'm ready.
Oh, me too.
Now, the scientist in me says that this will be nothing but problematic. However, the man in me says, let's do this thing.
Right you are, Stabby.
All right. You pick up Annie, and I'm going to have you... What am I even going to make you roll for this? Jesus.
A saving throw?
Oh, no, there's nothing safe about this. let's see. I think you're going to probably roll strength, but at the same time, I kind of want to make you roll like it. Yeah, I'm going to have you roll athletics, because I think that's probably the closest we're going to get to throwing a child.
A well-known Olympic event.
Yeah, so go ahead and roll me a d20 and then add whatever your athletics proficiency is.
11 plus 7.
Plus 7, Jesus. That is an 18. I'm going to call that,
that
a success?
Great, Biff. Thank you.
When I'm throwing shit, I get really good at I'm doing illogical things. I get really good rolls.
Annie, you want to go ahead and roll me a d20? I'm going to have you do a acrobatics check because you trying to...
Uh-oh.
What is that?
This is 6.
What's your acrobatics modifier?
Where is that list?
Should
dexterity.
Be under...
Next to dexterity.
Next to... 2. 2.
It's better than mine, which is a -2.
You launch little orphan Annie through the air. She is firmly secured in this bucket, but as soon as she makes contact with the window, you hear the sound of shattering glass, a little girl screaming, and then...
You got more glass in your hair.
And Annie, you take 5 points of damage. Jeez.
Worth it.
What is your hit points?
There's
now?
I'm at 6 now.
Why is Annie beefier than the professor?
And me.
Yeah, and you. So
this is truly a brain damaged campaign.
Yeah, congratulations. You've launched Little Orphan Annie through a 3rd floor window. Did you want to like go inside or was that all you were doing? You're just going to throw
her
in the
leave. Well, our work here is done.
Have her throw down a rope. We'll climb up the window.
I don't know if she still has control of her arms, dude.
Can I heal her?
Annie, can you feel you? No, you cannot!
I have mending.
Mending is not for human beings.
That's just for myself?
No, it's for, like, torn clothing. So unless you'd like to just close the skin and pretend the internal bleeding isn't a problem...
Can you mend bunch of her red curls together and make a rope?
Wait, can I do lucky reroll nat ones? Whatever that is.
She's delirious.
I believe she's concussed.
Annie.
As a halfling...
Annie. Annie.
Are you okay?
Do you see any coconuts up there?
Are you okay, Annie?
How's your coconut?
I hate you. Okay, so now I'm going to kill Nick. No.
Oh, dear.
So you did not roll a nat 1, therefore you cannot use the halfling trait lucky. As much as I'd love for you to be able to do that, you did roll something that wasn't a 1, but you still really messed up. So, yeah, Annie is lying prone on the 3rd floor. You can't move much right now. You might be able to in a couple of minutes, but at the moment, throwing a rope down is out of the question.
I think we caused a distraction.
Annie's in trouble. Biff, throw 3PO up there.
Oh, dear.
You know what'll help with those wounds? A giant 300-pound robot landing on you.
You're 300 pounds?
I haven't been watching my weight lately.
All right, well, what are we doing? Because Annie's kind of, you're a what?
I'm just taking a break.
Okay.
I'm going to check and see if the door is locked. Being a man of science.
I hope it's not.
It's not.
Can I do an Eldritch Bolt?
So now we're combining spells. Where? Why? At what? Just at the sky?
Eldritch Blast remembers.
Are you trying to blast the...
Please help me, God.
Are you trying to blast the ground so that you can stand up? Or...
That would work.
Or... Are you,
is it's it just like going to launch you into a wall.
Is it like a flare? Here I am.
Woo.
Those of you downstairs, you open the door without any kind of issue. It does open. It's unlocked.
I did say I wanted to run right in through the door.
The lights aren't on.
I guess this was a better way, man.
You said the lights are on.
The lights are not on.
This was your idea, Annie. It was
can
your
I cast
idea.
Light?
I don't think so.
You can,
you
indeed.
Said yes. I said sure.
I don't think that's the case.
Guys, I'm going to light up the place.
What?
Why?
I have light, and it's dark in there.
Oh.
And I'm afraid
your
of the dark.
Your eyes light up, and they cast a nice glow. You can see that most of the room actually looks like it's been pretty well lived in and taken care of. I mean, it's actually very clean. You know, the couches are vacuumed or whatever they do in fantasy world, just magic away the crumbs. You know, there's like this kind of nice filmy light coming in from the windows. It's actually quite beautiful. There's a set of stairs over to your right. And then in the middle, there's kind of a, like, it looks like a combination dining room, living room. You have sort of this, like, seating area. There are several bookshelves lining the walls. And then there's a dining room table that appears to have been just, like cleared. So there's kind of like a table runner, but there's not really any dishes or anything.
It's on the third floor.
You're out.
Well, Annie, you're lying on your back on the floor, and so right now what you can see is there are wooden rafters above you that appear to be somewhat well taken care of, but they do also appear to be falling apart. You're not in any immediate danger, but they don't look like they're in great condition. And from below you, you can hear the sound of someone moving.
What's the condition of my pot?
Your pot? it's dented to all hell. Oh.
Can I check under the couch cushions?
You can.
I want to check under the couch cushions.
Two Electrum pieces, which sucks because nobody cares about Electrum, and like a piece of old bubble gum.
I'd like to go check the bookcase. Okay. That seems to be the most interesting. Well, perhaps there's a manual on how to grow coconuts.
There is! And it turns out that you are in the exact wrong climate zone for it. Aw, so sad.
Are there any other books of interest which might help us on our quest?
There's a romance novel about a guy who fucked a coconut.
I'll take that.
Okay. you're not in the room, but I'm sure that...
Just calls down. Dibs!
3PO's dropping stuff.
There's actually, it's very interesting because there's all these spell books, but then there also appears to be an entire shelf just dedicated to like shitty romance novels, you know, and they all have those like covers, the very like Fabio-esque covers, but obviously this is Fantasyland, we don't have pictures, so they're illuminated manuscripts, and it's just like these like fancy drawings of like ripped dudes with their shirts off and like cowboys.
Ooh la la!
That one looks like Master Luke.
If only I could read.
If only I had pockets.
If only Mr. Strickland hadn't taken my copy.
If only I had an extra coconut.
Shine Bright looks at the bookshelves kind of with an unfortunate stare.
I keep forgetting that thing's here.
Oh, yes, are these...
He doesn't shine bright at all, though.
Is this your pornography, Shine Bright?
I was just about to say, I've never seen those books. Those must belong to the man who turned me into this, my apprentice.
Oh, jeez, that doesn't sound good.
You can hear footsteps from the floor above you. Annie, you can hear them from the floor below you. Your head's still spinning.
Can I put the gum on the stairs in case he comes down, then I'll get stuck on it?
Sure, Bugs Bunny. What, you want to paint a hole on the wall that he can run through while you're at it?
Is that an option?
It is not.
Perhaps I could use some of the wolf viscera, which I am carrying around, and smear it on the stairs, so in case anyone coming down would step on it and slip, reducing the friction.
You smear the wolf viscera on the stairs?
Keeping the coconut bits, of course.
What, like for yourself?
Oh, yeah,
no, you don't. No, no, no. They're one and the same. You do not get to separate the coconuts and the wolf viscera. They are together.
I will sacrifice the coconut-smelling wolf viscera to save our party if necessary.
Excellent.
And smear.
You smear them all over the stairs, and you hear a voice go, "What is that? Is that coconut?" And then, "Ugh!" And, wow, that was way too loud in your mic. I'm very sorry. And, thump, 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 as a large humanoid body starts to fall down the stairs and lands on his back at the bottom of the stairs. He appears to be of elven descent, or half-elf descent, at least. And he's kind of standing there like, whoa. He sits up and he looks at all of you and goes, What are you doing here? Is that Mr. Shinebright? What are you doing with... You came back for the wand, didn't you? Yes, we're coming to get it. No, there's nothing you can do. Well, I'll say nothing I can do. You all look like a bunch of idiots. I bet I could take you out pretty easily.
We have a child upstairs.
Why are you giving away our secret weapon?
She can do Eldridge Farms.
I was just about to go up and check that out, and then I heard the door open, so I came down because I thought maybe it was my delivery guy with my pizza. But no, it's you.
There's pizza?
Well, no, not anymore.
It's a classic pincer maneuver.
Pretending to be the pizza guy you didn't know was there?
No, throwing a child through a window and then coming in the front door.
You threw it? That was a child?
Yes, a little girl.
Oh my god.
With no parents.
We don't have parents.
We should go up and...
a picture of them.
Is that her up there? I can hear her voice.
You should see her hair. It's full of glass.
Oh, that's horrifying. What?
Biff, throw 3PO at the elf.
Please don't throw that at me. Listen, get out of my house.
Isn't this the sheep's house?
Well, sheep don't have houses. I'm a human. I have a house.
Can
sheep
we shear the sheep and then use the gum to stick it onto this person?
You're an elf thing. Guy.
Yes. Yeah? And?
Well, you're not a human. You said you're
I'm
a human.
Humanoid.
You got me.
Yes, I did. Now, you have 3 seconds to get out of my house before I kill all of you.
It's going to take me a little longer than 3 seconds.
Okay, the girl gets 4.
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Yeah, the sheep says that this is its house.
Yes.
So, if you don't comply with our request to give the house back, we're going to have our behemoth Biff
you fight see this
you.
Shovel? You see the wolf guts on this shovel?
I'm not afraid of your shovel, he says, taking an obvious step back as though he is in fact afraid of the shovel.
And also, I have rage.
Can we just...
We all do. Go to therapy.
If we just could... Would you be willing to just give us the wand?
No!
I mean, he has a shovel.
Please?
You can say please all you'd like, but it's not going to change anything. Your 3 seconds are up.
Wait. This is not the wand you want to keep. With my hand waving in the air.
Does he normally do that? Is he...
It's really annoying.
Yes, he does. I have an empty bottle of coconut grenadine, which I will trade you for the wand.
Well, sounds like a good enough to... No, I'm not giving you the wand.
I have the gum from under your couch.
Can I use my awakened mind telepathy?
Let me pull that up real quick and see if you can.
Can you do that from another floor?
Superpowers.
Are you 11?
We would have been dead. Like,
no, I was. I lost 5.
Is this little orphan 11?
I lost 5, though.
Wow. Let's see. Come on. Come here.
My God.
Where is it? Oh my God.
You're severely hampering this game, Pat. I swear.
Hampering? They're the only reason that we're alive right now.
That's not true.
It's pretty close.
I had the mug. I got the shovel.
I scared off a couple of wolves.
I got a pet mouse.
I got the pot. Well, not anymore.
And I got a crowbar, guys.
Wow.
I haven't shown anybody that.
Awakened Mind does, in fact, allow you to just connect telepathically to another creature. But it has to be one that you can see. So, unfortunately, you are on the 3rd floor at the moment.
Looking at the rafters.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is there
an animal on the rafters?
Maybe some bacteria or paramecium that can travel downstairs very quickly. Under Annie's guidance?
You mean midichlorians?
The powerhouse of the cell. Unfortunately, the creature that you communicate telepathically with does have to have some form of intelligence. As much as I love bacterium. Yeah.
How about dissonant whispers?
Jesus.
How many powers do you have? A lot.
I'm so afraid. I'm so afraid.
Oh my god, dude. I also have Tahasha's hideous laughter. I don't know what that is.
Who gave you that? Jesus.
On my sheet.
And
I have a mage hand, whatever that does.
Well, that just picks up anything under 10 pounds. So,
I've got one of those too.
Do you?
Yeah. Together we can pick up something that weighs 20 pounds.
I just have a mojo hand.
Mr. Mojo?
Well, you can use dissonant whispers if you'd like to. The target must make a wisdom saving throw. On a failed save, it takes 3d6 psychic damage. If that's what you'd like to do.
Let's do it.
What is your spell save DC?
What the heck is that?
That should be the first number.
Oh, 14.
14. He rolled a 15, so he is good. But you do manage to kind of make him go...
ugh, and he like rubs his head. And he's like, ugh, I just got the weirdest like urge to sing.
Do you have an itch? Would you like me to scratch your head?
Oh, I'd really rather not. I don't. I'm...
You're really... Can I use this cantrips called Friends? Does that turn him into David Schwimmer, or
he'll be there for you? You'd be
Smelly elf.
Let's be real. If the cast of Gilligan's Island were friends, you'd be the David Schwimmer.
That's fighting words, droid.
Well, let me see.
I apologize immediately.
I could just end this right away with my shovel.
You'd be the
I'm
Joey,
just saying.
Though. You'd be the Joey.
Oh, dear.
I want to fight, guys.
Tell me.
The bloodthirsty orphan wants to fight.
You would be the Monica.
So yes, if you'd like, you can use friends. You would. It gives you advantage on social skills against the target. Social skills being one of those is persuasion. So if you were able to roll within a certain...
Let's try that then.
All right. Go ahead and you cast friends. It is immediately cast. Now I want you to roll persuasion.
D20?
D20. And you roll twice for advantage.
17.
17.
12.
12. Okay, so 17 is what we're taking. What's your bonus for persuasion? Do you have one?
2.
2. Okay, that is a 19. With a 19, you manage to persuade him to an extent. He is not handing over the wand, but he does show it to you. He takes it out, and he goes, "This is the wand, right? The one that you want?" And Shine Bright goes, "Yes, take it from him."
Biff clobber him.
I've been waiting for to do that for like 17 turns now.
All right. If you'd like to clobber him, you can roll initiative.
So that's
that's a d20. Yeah. And if he rolls initiative, then I'd have to ask all the rest of you to do the same.
Okay.
One.
D20.
Damn it!
One.
Do you want to tell me what your you should have a slight bonus to that. I'm not familiar with these sheets. Oh my god!
Oh, up here.
Oh, you don't thank have you. One. Okay,
I have a plus one.
Plus one. Okay, so you've got two.
Woo!
I rolled an 18.
An 18? Okay. And I'm going to give you a plus one to... Oh, wait, no. You are just an 18.
I am just an 18.
I'm just an 18.
And I'm sitting here
on... I think
you're
going to be going first.
Somebody's spleen.
What did you guys get?
I got a 4.
You got a 4, and that's with your... modifier?
I don't know where the modifier is.
It's up in the top right corner. It's the second one over from the left.
Initiative?
Yeah.
Oh, plus 2.
Plus 2, so that's a 6.
6.
I got 12 plus 3, 15.
15.
It looks like you're going last.
All right, and... Oh, that's sad.
I'm sad. Always.
You're a robot. You can't feel anything.
That is not true. My other cousin, Marvin, is always sad.
Marvin Gaye?
No.
He might be as well.
He is also asexual.
He's dead. Like my parents.
Marvin's not dead.
Wait.
Marvin Gaye is.
I heard about Marvin. Marvin Barry?
I made that joke earlier.
This is Biff just catching up.
I'm tired.
Well, you go last, so...
I launched a kid 3 stories. I mean, give me a minute.
To be fair, you actually only launched the kid 2 stories because we were on the first
floor. Look,
the
kid was in a pot. So give me give me something.
All right. So up first is C-3PO. You are facing off against our good friend Noak. What would you like to do, 3PO?
I would like to use heroism on Biff.
Ooh.
Very sexy. Let's figure out what that does here real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have no idea. It just says heroism.
That it does. I would have made spell cards for you had I had more time.
It's okay.
This is going swimmingly so far.
I forgive you.
Okay, so he is immune to being frightened and gains temporary hit points equal to the spellcasting ability modifier at the start of each of its turns. So let's see.
Biff can't cast any spells.
I cast spells onto him.
Oh, there you go.
This is an exciting game.
You're upstairs still.
I'm taking a break. Guys, I need a minute.
Are you having skull. A Kit Kat?
Okay, so Biff, you are given. Let's see, what's your spellcasting ability modifier?
Which one is that?
It's +6.
+6.
Okay, so, Biff, you are given an extra 6 hit points at the beginning of each of your turns.
Nice.
Sweet.
I could have used that.
Well, you're upstairs, Annie. And I'm going to say, Annie, that for you, it'll take a full turn for you to get all the way back downstairs with them.
Oh, shucks.
So,
you got little legs.
Hey, where's your dog, by the way?
Have a dog.
Oh, that wasn't a wolf last night.
Sandy!
I was waiting for someone to make that joke. I was kind of upset it didn't happen sooner.
But I could probably use my pet mouse.
What?
Stuart Little.
It can climb up his asshole.
You're way beyond the PG-13 rating at this point.
All right, 3BO, you have cast that spell. Is there anything else you'd like to do before the end of your turn? I don't think there's anything else you can.
I would just like to complain a little.
Okay.
About what?
Just general complaints, oh dears and bothers, and I miss R2 and Master Luke and
even
Master Annie, who made me.
What about Chewie?
But you have an Annie right here.
Chewbacca smells.
Oh, yeah.
I don't smell, but I have glass in my hair.
Yes.
And vomit.
Yes.
And a concussion.
I don't think we ever cleaned up from last night.
Yeah, probably not. So you smell like shit and you just broke into this man's house. He was expecting pizza. Professor, it's your turn.
Since it's gone so well, let's try the Ray of Sickness on it.
Ray of Sickness. Fantastic.
Gross.
Go ahead and roll me that d20.
8.
8. Plus, do you have... Is there any...
Spell attack bonus?
Yeah. Plus 7.
Plus 7.
All right, that is going to hit him.
It's
so,
15.
Let me pull up where I got Ray of Sickness. All right, go ahead and roll 2d8 for me.
8.
All right.
6.
8 and 6, we got ourselves a 14 right there. All right, so you hit him with Ray of Sickness, and he doubles over, and he's like, oh, Jesus, what was that? Oh, that dude, that was so not cool.
Is there any vomit?
Not yet, but he's looking pretty...
You're like the Lawrence Fishburne CSI. Like, was there any semen?
It's hard to dust for vomit.
All right, so...
Sickness can come out the other end as well, you know.
This is true. All right, Annie, your turn.
I thought it was going to take a full turn.
It does take a full turn. So is that what you'd like to do with your turn, is head downstairs?
Yes.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, I'd like to protect my friends.
Fantastic.
And so run into battle.
You head downstairs. You are now standing on the stairs behind Noak. You're not... You're better. You've got shards of glass in your face, but, you know, you're...
And in my hair.
And in your hair, yes.
Snoke.
And with that, Biff, it is your turn.
I'm gonna pick up Annie.
God.
And
no, so we're Biff. Just abandoning the shovel
and,
now, yeah.
And ram her face first into this guy. With the glass in his in her face.
In my hair?
Yeah, all of it.
I regret casting heroism.
Yay, let's do it!
So Newton's laws of physics state that for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction, meaning that you might just hit Noak with a bunch of damage, but Annie's also going to get hit with the same amount of damage if you do that.
I'll leave it up to you, kid.
So would you like to die or not?
That's 6 points.
Well, this won't go wrong.
I'm gonna ask the professor for advice.
Why not me?
Because you're a droid.
Okay.
Well, I would say, Biff, is there anything else within reach beside this little girl's face?
Perhaps a shovel?
perhaps the shovel you've been speaking
of? The one
of?
That you've been bringing up constantly?
Did Annie bring the pot down with her?
I don't know. Annie, did you bring the pot down with you?
No.
Why did you say no?
Because I'm honest, guys. That's why my parents died.
Oh, God.
Because you were honest? What, were they taken by Nazis? Yeah, they're in there.
They were in an alley after seeing a play because I wanted to leave early.
Please don't talk about pearls.
And the guy was like, hey, do you guys have any money? I can't tell. And you were like, yes, we have so much money. Please shoot my parents and take their pearls.
Never dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Well, Annie, I would suggest that you ask Biff to pick up any other object.
Sorry.
What do we got here?
You got a shovel, Biff.
Yeah, I talked it up a lot.
I have some gum you could throw.
Yeah, you already put it on the stairs.
Oh, that's right.
I have this empty bottle.
I have a crowbar I can give you.
Yeah, yeah, that.
Biff, my crowbar.
I'm sorry, you have a crowbar?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do. Of course
I do. Oh, my God.
Because of course she does.
You know, I gotta say, D&D is like 50 times more fun when someone else writes the character sheets, because then I'm like, you have a what now?
I have a crowbar.
Yeah, I'll
take it. I
didn't
tell you, but I also have a disguise kit.
That's horrifying.
We should have put that on you before we threw you through the window.
It's like the disguise would have helped.
A nose and a mustache.
I'm not sure that would have mattered.
Then the elf would have been like, Groucho Marx is flying through my third story window.
Yeah, he would have seen the corpse and he'd been like, this is the funniest corpse I've ever seen.
Fine, yeah,
take my crowbar.
Yeah, I take the crowbar.
Fantastic. You want to tell me actually, let me just see your character sheet.
I'm lying about everything, guys.
It's not really a line that I'm worried about. Christ, you really do have a crowbar, huh?
And a disguise kit and a pet mouse.
Really,
Jesus.
It's the crowbar, which is the most important thing right now.
I love Trappy the Mouse.
Oh my God. Wasn't expecting a crowbar, which I probably should have been expecting a crowbar, so if you'll all just give me a second to page through my PHB and cry to myself. I don't even think there's anything for this. I don't even think D&D 5e officially has crowbar stats.
Would that be an improvised weapon?
No. No.
Would it be like a mace or something?
Let's see what D&D Beyond has to say. Oh, I'm sorry. It is a thing in D&D 5e. Doesn't have any kind of damage stuff. I see.
I think it'll hurt, though.
I think you're right.
I don't think
we're
going to
call that an improvised weapon just for the sake of, you know, whatever. So,
yeah, I'm going to club him upside the head with him.
Fantastic. Go ahead and roll me that that d20.
4.
Damn it, Ben.
Do you have a modifier to that under improvised weapon? Do you have a plus anything?
7.
+7. Yeah, that's an 11, but that is not going to quite cut it. So unfortunately, you do swing with this crowbar with all of your might, and as you do, you miss him and you, like, embed it in the wall.
Damn it.
Damn it, Biff.
Just like what you would have done to Annie.
I would have been dead for sure.
And now I'm wishing I didn't do that.
Noak is clearly put off by this whole affair. You have just flung a crowbar at him. Also, he did just watch you all argue over whether or not you should hit him with a child. So he's also kind of still dealing with that.
Andy has a tummy ache.
So really, it's just like Ahmed Noak's very bad, no good day.
And he's about to get an Eldritch blast. Jesus. God. I hope he knows that.
Not expecting that from the child.
This is like the Shameless of D&D campaigns.
Professor, he's going to hit you with a ray of frost, which is not going to feel great.
Why me?
He's just feeling saucy. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, that's true. I did give him the oopsies.
Yeah, he's not really liking that. Not even going to lie to you. All right, so he's going to make a ranged spell attack here really quick.
Well, we're done. Could you get my crowbar back?
That was my dad's crowbar. He's dead.
What helped him in that alley?
I have a picture of my dead parents. Maybe I could show that to him.
No, you don't. You gave it away to the bartender.
No, I showed it to the bartender. I didn't give it away. I offered.
Oh,
I thought
God.
She put it up on the wall.
Well, no, she did it in the memory.
Yeah, they don't
Oh, okay.
Yeah, heaven forbid Annie should have taken out the crowbar in the bar.
I also have a slingshot and a dagger.
Orphan just pick up everything. Just little pack rats.
Oh, God, help
I'm
us all.
All right, Professor.
Do you grow up to be Harley Quinn?
Who knows? Could be.
I like that. I think, you know, good for you. Get that PhD, girl. All right, Professor, what is your armor class?
13.
Well, 18's gonna beat that. You are gonna take 1d8 of cold damage, and that is gonna be 5 cold damage.
Oh dear.
5 cold damage. Not that it matters.
Whoa.
And your speed is reduced by 10 feet. That also doesn't matter because we're not playing with a game mat. So just, you know, you're slow. Yay!
Now you're like Biff.
Slow like Biff slow?
You're not there yet.
What's your HP down to?
2.
Woo!
Oh dear.
That right there is a wizard, my friends. They don't have a lot of HP.
Warlocks do.
All right, 3PO, you're up.
I have a light crossbow.
All right.
I will very cautiously shoot it at the wizard.
Cautiously? So you'll just kind of...
Well, I don't want him to know it's me.
You're shy.
No, I just don't want to be counterattacked.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Go ahead and roll the hit. That'll be your d20.
13.
Do you have an addition to that?
Where is it? I look.
That would be... Oh, I didn't write down the light crossbow stats. Okay, we're just going to take it as a 13 because that still beats his armor class. So.
Yes, thank you.
Professor's leaving, guys.
I think he has to go wash his hands. Coronavirus.
I think he had an oopsie.
He's lying on the floor with his 2 HP clutching himself going, oh, God.
I hit him with my crossbow.
All right, you hit him with your crossbow. It does not have damage on that. Yes, the professor. We skewer him.
Whoops.
It was an inside job.
Weak link.
How much does it hurt the guy?
I'm going to look that up for you here real quick.
Sweet daddy Jesus.
Yeah?
In what way is
that religious too? I learned some things.
3PO, my good man, would you roll me a d8?
That would be this one?
Yes.
Do it!
8.
Ooh, 8. God damn. All right, well, that hurts.
Whoa!
I am a badass.
You basically shoot him with a crossbow. It hits him right in the, like, chest. Like, not, you know, probably not next to any serious organs, but definitely a little bit through one of the lungs, probably. So
yeah, give him something to think about.
Boom shakalaka.
He doesn't like it.
I would say he doesn't, considering he shrieks when you do it. So, yeah, it's not a pleasant experience.
I don't recall
I want
that
to attack him.
Your turn. Wait your turn, Annie.
I can't wait, guys. Come on.
I gotta go now. Well, the professor is up next, but, you know, he's in the bathroom. Oh, wait. No, there he is.
Strutting
towards us.
I hope he washed his hands.
Coronavirus.
Did you wash your hands, sir?
Yes, I used the coconut-scented hand sanitizer.
Apparently you didn't dry them. Jeez.
Well, he had to come back to take his turn.
That is right, 3PO. Thank you.
I shot him with a crossbow while you were gone.
Excellent. Did that help?
Yes.
8 points of damage. I'd say that helped. Okay. All right. What do you want to do, Professor?
Beat
his ass.
Is there anything I can do to preserve my 2 hit points?
If you have any kind of healing spells or any, if you can, you don't have any healing potions because I didn't give you any.
Oh dear.
Right, I have something called mending.
That,
I have that
again,
as well.
Again, that does not mend human beings or any other creature. It is solely for things like materials. So yes, you could close up the skin, but then you would still be internally bleeding and that's not great.
Fuck it, I'll attack.
All right, fantastic.
That was like our 18th F word.
How would you like to attack? Are you, what are you, what are you?
Ray of sickness.
Ray of, my God, you really are a one-trick pony. Ha ha, coconut man.
Ha ha, coconut man.
That's my favorite David Bowie song. Coconut man?
Oh, and I should probably give this back to Annie.
Beach control to hippie Tom.
All right, so... Go ahead.
What the hell is this?
What?
What's Armor of Agathys?
Oh, that's, I think it's one of those spells.
Why do you have so many things?
I...
emptied the encyclopedia on the page.
There were a lot of lonely nights in the orphanage, you know? And a lot of, kids that no one would miss. All right, Professor, if you would go ahead... Oh, wait, actually, no, I've been doing this wrong. Oh, wait, no, I haven't been. Go ahead and roll a d20.
17.
Yes!
17. Oh, that'll do it. Go ahead and roll 2d8.
8.
8.
Four.
Okay, so 12. That's 12.
Very good, Annie. Those lessons have been taking.
I've been teaching her.
Teaching me weird stuff too.
All things Master Luke taught me.
Remind me to deactivate the droid after this.
Oh dear.
All right.
You could just reset his memory.
Oh,
that's horrifying. That's not.
I'll throw him at a wall if you want.
Would not be the first time.
Annie, finally, mercifully, yes. It is your turn. What would you like to do?
So I am going to. My Eldritch Blast is better than my Witch Bolt, right?
Assumedly, yes.
Let's do it.
Fantastic.
You are one.
Sorry, guys.
Go ahead and roll that d20 for me, little Miss
one
Annie.
Bloodthirsty orphan.
20.
Holy crap.
She is so ridiculous.
That's a nat 20. Yeah, this is. Y'all just got, like, the world's most powerful
orphan
child.
Yeah. Horrified. I feel like this is what Annie should have been about. Like, Warbucks brought her home and she was like casting spells left and right, and he's like, oh my god, she's like a level 80 wizard.
I think that's how her parents got offed.
Interesting.
Oh dear.
I
still want my crowbar back, Biff.
I would give it back to her.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it's in the wall. Just go get it.
You're stronger.
Are you sure?
And taller, too. All right,
so. Negative 3 strength.
It hasn't become an issue yet.
Yeah, you want to go ahead and roll that d20, or no, you rolled the
although
d20.
I'm the only one to actually do any damage.
A d10 for me?
I think that...
yes.
7.
Alright, that is 14 damage to our good friend,
Is that good? Snoke.
I would say so, yes. Let me... 36 plus 14 is 50, right?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic.
Droid? Yes.
I would like to remind everyone I did do 12 points of damage.
Yes, you did.
I did.
How many more did I do than you, droid?
I did 8 points of damage.
How many more did I do than the professor?
I don't know.
If I did 14 and he did 12...
What is this, math
two
class?
That's 2. You did 2 points more of damage. You did, you unholy freak.
A grown-ass man.
Is this the time to be having this argument?
Is 3PO really a man?
No, I am not.
Let's get into ethics here. No,
I'm a protocol droid.
Aw.
How many languages do you speak again?
Over a million.
All right, Biff, what do you want to do?
Oh, is this guy still alive after all this?
Yo, yeah, he's hanging in there. He's looking a little bit rusty, or well, a little bit. He's not in a good way. He actually throws up. Kind of off to the side, though.
Oh, dear.
Is there a coconut in the vomit?
There is no coconut in the vomit, unfortunately. This man has eaten nothing but Twizzlers and Pringles for the last, like, 3 years.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I want to activate my rage.
Okay, fantastic.
Against the machine?
And then I'm going to
take... No, please.
And then I'm going to go to the old trusty shovel.
All right.
And in a down sweeping motion.
I'm not even going to make you roll for this, quite frankly, because I think it's just better if we just, because this guy, he's got 5 hit points. you go into a rage. You all watch as Biff just sort of goes into this, like,
Biff, grab my crowbar when you're raging. You're hulking.
He lifts the shovel above his head and with one mighty sweeping motion brings it down on Noak's face. And you just kind of hear like an unfortunate sound of bones crunching.
Oh, dear.
As he is, like a cartoon, smushed into a pancake on the floor by Biff's shovel.
Gross.
Look at him. It's pretty unfortunate. Thinks he's going to drown.
Yeah, he's dead. He's real good and dead.
Did we want to kill him?
Well, if you did,
I don't even know if he was going to attack us.
Well, now I'm going to take the wand and give it to the sheep. I win.
To shine bright?
Sure.
Like a diamond?
I'm going to run back upstairs and grab your pot. Can you grab my crowbar?
Fair enough.
Wait, should we trust this sheep?
I've been saying it's a trap from the beginning.
Oh. I trust everybody. I trust you guys. I didn't even know you.
I say we take the wand, but don't give it to the sheep yet.
Can I hold the wand above the sheep and make it jump for it?
Shinebright kind of looks at you as you're doing that and just sort of unamused goes, "Do you think I'm a stupid sheep? I'm the smartest sheep there is."
Yeah, but you still can't, jump up here and get the wand out of my hand.
You infuriate me with your silly human ways.
And I got a shovel.
Yes.
You've seen it in action twice now.
That I have. I'm very afraid of the shovel.
You're damn right.
Listen, one of you has to cast the spell. I cannot with my silly little sheep hooves.
I could do it.
How did I know
no,
that?
No, you're
that
too important to have 3PO do it.
Oh, dear. Fine. I knew I'd be a sacrificial lamb at some point.
However,
oh, ironic. It's a sheep.
There are no risks to the caster. However, unfortunately, there is a risk to me. If this is performed improperly, I could die.
Maybe I'm willing I should to do take it. That risk.
No, Biff. No, Biff.
You must choose whether or not you're willing to perform the spell, but know that I'm willing to do anything to be human again.
Anything?
If you're asking if you can fuck me, I'm available on Tuesdays and Thursdays after 4.
Once again, I am asexual.
Can I call you Lorraine?
Can you come to the orphanage?
Can you come on the orphanage?
Can I call you Master Luke?
There are so many requests here, none of which I'm able to grant.
All right.
I could give you a really cool sword.
I want my crowbar.
I'll cast a spell. It's fine. I will die eventually anyway.
Can you give us besides a sword?
Two swords.
Two swords.
Any coconuts?
Oh, yes, I forgot. I have a family heirloom stash of 300 million coconuts.
I think it's worth it.
Guys,
there's almost no way that this is real.
There's no way this can go wrong.
All right.
Do it, C-3PO.
I will cast a spell.
Sorry to break kayfabe, but no freaking way.
Are you casting?
What's a kayfabe?
Are you casting?
I need directions.
All right, so if you would like to cast, I need to really quick just see.
By the way, if something bad happens to you, it was really, I knew you for a little bit.
That is the nicest thing anyone has ever said to me in my life.
Well, that's really sad.
Yes.
Did your parents die too?
I have no parents. I was built by Master Annie.
Master Annie? That's me.
Annie, are you saying your full name is Anakin?
Maybe.
All right, so Shinebright looks at you, 3PO. Have you decided that you are going to be the one who attempts to cast the spell?
Yes, I am the one.
Okay.
You're the most expendable of all of us.
It's true.
He looks at you and he looks at everybody else and he kind of looks at you with a serious look in his little sheep eyes and he goes, "If this fails and I die, please leave my tower intact. It contains my life's work, but you can take the romance novels."
Yes, in the crowbar?
Well, yeah, that's yours anyway.
Excellent.
Can I just take the crowbar out of the damn wall already so she shuts up?
All right, 3BO, you need to roll an intelligence check.
Is that with the 20?
With the D20, yes.
He's got a +4 intelligence.
That's better than me.
You might want to roll that one again.
Yeah. 3.
That's what I rolled, too. I think this is going to go great.
Plus,
guys,
there's a +4, so that's 7.
Yeah, well, the number you had to beat was 17, so...
Oh, dear.
As you wave the wand, it begins to spark and shudder, and a massive bolt of light comes out from it, engulfing you and everyone in the room. None of you can see through the just pure blinding whiteness. When it does die down, 3BO, you are still holding the wand. It looks slightly more broken than it already did. It already looked pretty fucked
can
up.
Can I mend it with mend?
No, you cannot.
The wand chooses the
and,
wizard.
Laying on the floor is Shine Bright, and he's dead.
Mutton for dinner?
Aww. Can we search him for coconuts?
Jesus. I mean, you can.
I'll give him a proper burial with my shovel.
Good night, sweet prince.
You never liked the sheep.
Yeah, I just want to use the shovel.
Drop him out the third story window.
I'll drop him into the pot.
If we burn him, he'll become a ghost, a force ghost.
Huh?
A force ghost, like Master Luke. Who comes to me at night?
Why do we let this thing talk?
Well, Shinebright's dead. So you guys technically succeeded on your mission, but yay. Also, like, he is dead. Do you guys honor his last wish to leave his tower intact, or do you guys...
Well, we already failed, so we may as well bust up everything.
I do want to take the romance novels. Even though I don't know how to read, I like the picture on the front.
Wow, this is some serious Annie lore. She doesn't know how to read?
I am going to search the place for coconuts.
Okay, yes, as you're searching, Annie goes to pull one of the romance novels off the bookshelf, and it actually opens a secret passageway. When you go down the stairs, there's an entire basement filled to the brim with coconuts.
Oh,
you
geez.
Have found the coconut motherlode.
Just the alleged 300 million coconuts.
However, you do, well, here's the question. What do you do when you find the coconuts?
Can I build a bring sheep back to life machine with the coconuts?
That's a good idea.
So here's what I'm going to, I want you to roll investigation. Roll me a D20 real quick. Okay, that's definitely a pass. So you realize immediately that these coconuts are cursed. They are coconut cursed.
Cursed.
And if you touch them...
Coca-cursed.
Coca-cursed. If you touch them, you would forever have to say coconut at the end of every sentence.
It's worth it.
That's not too
bad,
guys.
But you could build the sheep bringing back to life machine.
But you'd have to touch them, though.
But you'd have to touch the coconuts.
Professor, you should do it, coconut.
Let's do it, coconut.
You bring the coconuts up and you begin to build. You forbid your fellow party members from touching them, lest they also be cursed, coconut.
No problem.
Touch them.
I mean...
Do not touch the man-y coconut.
You build the machine. You put in the sheep. It buzzes to life.
That's
and
so cool.
After a plume of steam arises out from the machine steps. A sheep. And it's Shine Bright, and he says, "Did you touch my cursed coconuts?"
"I did it to bring you back to life, Shine Bright Coconut."
"No."
"Should I try casting the spell again?"
The wand is looking like it's not in great shape, and I think if you try to cast the spell again... You're just gonna kill Shine Bright again.
So yes,
can I build a change the sheep back into its former wizard form machine coconut?
Yes, but in order to do so, you'll have to build with more coconuts, and therefore it'll require you to start your sentences with coconut as well.
Wait, why don't you build a time machine so I can take it?
Can I
coconut? Shut up, Biff. Coconut.
Before you do that, can I shear the sheep and make a cloak out of its wool?
Coconut Shinebright, what do you think of this coconut?
I think it is an affront to God and a violation of my rights.
So do it then.
Okay, I do that. And it'll give me... Is it, since you're a magic sheep, does that mean I get magic powers from the cloak?
No.
I still want to do it. Bad from the outside.
So now Shinebright is naked. You have built a machine that turns Shinebright back into a human. And when he comes out, he is missing large chunks of skin. Or no, he's...
Oh, dear.
Coconut 3PO, you monster coconut.
He's bald. He's completely bald. His eyebrows have been shaved off and his eyelashes have been plucked.
It's called alopecia.
But he is, however, he's actually an elf. I kept saying he was human. He's an elf. He's an elf. He's totally nude.
I'm okay. I am.
He's like, if I had known that the answer was as simple as making a machine out of my cursed coconuts, I would have done it years ago.
Will you forever speak like a sheep?
Coconut, why are you still speaking like a sheep, coconut?
This is just how I speak. Oh, I've always spoken like this. Being a sheep did nothing to me.
Biff, get the shovel.
Got it.
The crowbar.
And with that, you have completed your adventure, the wild sheep chase, which is a Wizards of the Coast original one-shot.
Do we gain a level?
Sure. You all get a level.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yay.
We're lucky we all didn't get killed.
Memoriam Development.
Before you drive the all-new Nissan Rogue, you gotta ask yourself, how rogue are you gonna go? We talking find your spirit animal in the desert rogue? Build an igloo in the middle of nowhere rogue? Or take the long way home just because kind of rogue? Just a question, but with 5 available drive modes, you're sure to find the answer.
Go rogue in the all-new, fiercely reimagined 2021 Nissan Rogue, now with the most standard safety features in its class. See owner's manual for important safety information, Auto Pacific segmentation, 2021 Nissan Rogue versus latest in market competitors, base models compared.